News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. 3:36 p.m. right now. Going to take a few minutes here. I could probably do a little shorter segment so that I can take a break and have time to come back and do Copper's Corner without any fear of her running out of time. Before I do that, though, I got to tell you, I'm pretty stoked. We got a new team member. Let me tell you just for a minute, folks, just for a second here about one of our newest team members, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. All right, so Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, small veteran-owned business serving Huntsville, Madison, and that whole surrounding area. Vandy's is literally like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs. I mean, gas or electric, doesn't matter. And they're open 6 days a week, six, Monday through Saturday. And the guys at Vandy's, they're not going to try to upsell you on things you don't need. In fact, they're going to come out, if you want them to, just give you a free estimate for what you've got and what they need to do for you. Vandy's is an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. In fact, the owner of it, James Vandergrift, he's a veteran of Afghanistan. Appreciate that. And after serving his country, James is now intent on serving his community with quality care, service for all your HVAC needs, right? So listen, give him a call, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell him you heard it on Right Side Radio. I love it when veterans go away in service, serve their country, especially in a war zone like that, and then come back and serve their community. That's awesome. Glad to have Vandy's Heating and Cooling on the team. Hey, listen, I'm going to wrap up the segment on the Alabama legislature. I want to encourage you about something. So a few years ago, it's been 11 years, when I got elected to the state Senate in 2010, we came into one of our first sessions in 2011, and we upgraded what we would just refer to as transparency. There had been no means by which the public, unless you came down there and worked the state house yourself, you know, walked the halls, sat in the galleries, and watched it, there was no means for you to know exactly what was happening or when it was happening or did it even happen, because they didn't want it to. The Democrats controlled the legislature for 136 straight years. And so now, though, you have the ability to watch everything online. You can go. You can actually literally watch online in the different conference rooms when they're having committee meetings, and I'll tell you, it's made a world of difference. There's times when I feel like things actually happen better because they know they're being watched, and that's important. Sort of shining a light on things, and I'm not saying that it's like, oh, they're sneaky. They're trying to get around the back door. If they want to get around, they can still get around. But what I'm saying is the public should have access to the halls of government. And if you can't get in there for whatever reason, maybe it's too far away, you got to work, you just want to check on one bill, see how it did in committee, things you care about, or you just want to watch for a minute and see how the process works. How do they make that sausage? Well, I'm going to tell you, they got a new website this year that's even better than, but well, I'll take it back. It had to be better than before because the last website was rough. But they've started, they got a new website. What they still don't have, though, is like a good domain name for this website. I don't know why. But literally what you want to go to is called Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, allison.legislature.state.al.us. Yes, very difficult. But nonetheless, Allison stands for Alabama Legislative Information Systems Online.